WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House is expected to reconvene this evening after Republicans elected Speaker Mike Johnson. It follows 3 weeks of turmoil with Republicans divided over the leadership role. Johnson said his first bill will focus on the needs of Israel.
In this time of great crisis, it is our duty to work together, as previous generations of great leaders have, to face these great challenges and solve these great problems.
The White House says President Biden spoke to Johnson by phone to congratulate him. President Biden also met with Australia's Prime Minister today. Both leaders expressed support for Israel, but also urged Israel to prioritize getting hostages released and avoid civilian casualties in Gaza as it destroys Hamas holdouts. The strongest hurricane on record to hit Mexico's Pacific coastline is wreaking havoc near Acapulco. Hurricane Otis made landfall as a Category 5 storm overnight. Mexico's president says a death toll still unclear, but roads and structures have been hit hard by the storm. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Part of Interstate 90 in Wisconsin might be named after the state's Native American code talkers. There's a bill in the legislature to dedicate the stretch of freeway between La Crosse and Toma, the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Code talkers used their tribal languages for secret communication to help the U.S. Army win World Wars I and II. The state of Wisconsin is joining a federal lawsuit against the social media company Meta. 32 other states are part of the suit. It accuses Meta of knowingly designing and launching addictive features on Instagram and Facebook, leading to a mental health crisis for young people across the nation. The coalition also says it's looking into the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW 97.9, the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. A missing Green Bay man has been found dead. 41-year-old Christopher Bellinger's body was found in a wooded area in Kenosha on October 17th. Christopher had been missing since September 6th following a physical altercation in Waukesha where he suffered an injury to his nose. Aside from that minor injury, authorities say there were no indications of physical harm to his body. The cause of death is being investigated by the Kenosha County Medical Examiner. Help is on the way for Wisconsin communities dealing with PFAS. The Evers administration is allocating $402 million to combat polluted drinking water. The money will be dispersed to 106 Wisconsin municipalities for water infrastructure projects, replacing lead service lines and dealing with contaminants like PFAS. The funds come from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were back at practice after their 19-17 loss to the Broncos in Denver, but several players were missing. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
So Aaron Jones, Josh Myers, Luke Musgrave, Darnell Savage, and Eric Stokes did not practice. Then limited were Jair Alexander, Drake Campbell, Elton Jenkins, Yosh, Devontae Wyatt.
LaFleur says Jones is still sore from Sunday's game. Defensive back Eric Stokes, after missing the past year with a foot and knee injury, is back in IR with a hamstring, and safety Darnell Savage has been moved to the injured reserve after re-aggravating a calf muscle. Backup Jonathan Owens is expected to start at safety Sunday against the Vikings.
Football, it's all the same, you know what I mean? It's just you have to get comfortable within the different schemes, but it just comes down to reacting and playing fast, you know, and knowing what to do. Just ready.
Baseball, Craig Counsell is headed to New York for a job interview, the Brewers granting permission to allow the New York Mets to interview Counsell to become their next manager. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
He
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 54. Tonight, under cloudy skies with a chance for isolated showers. Easterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms likely. 64. Scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics. And